for me to proceed with roll call.
Please do.
Chairman Holton.
Here.
Chairman of the board, Baruff.
Here.
Governor Henderson.
Here.
Chairman Holton, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. I'll call the meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. Barbara, do we have any public comment?
No, sir.
Okay, thanks. Our first order of business is approval of the prior minutes. Are there any corrections or additions?
Make a motion.
Okay, second.
Motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes approved. We'll next turn into our program now. We have completed the interviews with the committee and with the staff panel of the four candidates presented by DHR. DHR has one more submission for us to consider today. And then after they present, we will decide what our next steps are in moving forward. So with that said, I'll recognize the representative from DHR to present the additional candidate.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to see you all again. I hope you have enjoyed your meetings with the four candidates that were advanced after our last committee meeting. There's one new candidate who we got into process just recently. Her name is Robin Westcott, and she is currently the VP of Legal, Compliance, and Government Affairs at the American Association of Insurance Services. Now, she has almost 30 years of experience in the insurance industries with a strong focus on property and casualty insurance specific to the Florida market. She began her career in the department in Florida's Department of Insurance with the Division of Rehabilitation and Liquidation. There, she represented the receiver in insolvency proceedings. Then, after a brief stint with the Florida Agency of Workforce Innovation, she returned to insurance-based work with the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation. She started as an AGC responsible for the licensing process for insurance companies, and then she moved to the property and casualty area and was promoted from Deputy Director of Property and Casualty Financial Oversight to the Director of Financial Oversight to the Acting Deputy Commissioner of Property and Casualty. In that role, she was primarily responsible for the oversight of rate and form filings and the financial oversight of all P&C insurers reporting and filing in Florida. She also reviewed and drafted proposed legislation and rules and had oversight of the reinsurance matters affecting Florida homeowners markets, including the Bermuda reinsurance market. She was then appointed to be the Florida Insurance Consumer Advocate and was involved in policy decisions for the Florida insurance market, including restructuring the Florida Catastrophe Fund, sinkhole reform. She helped to establish reforms to Florida's no-fault law and initiated the Consumer Bill of Rights, which was adopted by the Florida legislature in 2014. When she then moved on and joined her current organization, she was initially hired into a government affairs-facing role, but in her time there, she built out the legal and the compliance department. So she has strong experience evaluating, identifying, and addressing gaps in coverage within an organization. She's managed teams of attorneys for over 15 years. She's managed staff up to 100 in her capacity when she was the director of the financial oversight. And she's currently managing a team of 12, seven of whom are attorneys. In addition to over the course of her career and during various positions within the Florida government, she has interfaced with citizens directly. So she has a strong understanding of the organization and how it operates and its unique position within the market as well. I would characterize her strengths as leadership. She's been in a leadership positions at insurance related organizations, both on the nonprofit side and on the government side. She has strong experience with Florida government agencies and strong industry experience, especially relating to the Florida market. She also has good management experience and board exposure. In her current role, she reports to a board of directors. She's also served on several boards over the course of her career as well. In terms of areas for development, she certainly addressed claims from an advisory capacity, but she hasn't managed a claims department. She's interfaced with insurance companies, but has not herself worked in the corporate environment of an insurance company, although that may be less of an area of development given Citizens' unique structure as a quasi-governmental entity. So that concludes my presentation on Robin. I'll turn it back over to the committee for discussion on next steps with respect to her candidacy and the other four candidates you've met with.
Okay, thank you for that presentation. We appreciate it. Members, our next discussion should turn to next steps and what to do here. I think there are probably two points to this. One is if there is a consensus to interview the additional candidate we just heard about, and secondly, one or more candidates to advance to the full board for consideration after we've made that decision. So first off, I would like to get a general consensus of whether or not you guys think we should interview the candidate just presented. Reynolds, you've been more in touch with the process here. Any recommendation?
Looking at the resume, I would certainly like to have one of these phone interviews, you know, each one of us to have the same phone interview as we had with the first four. I've culled down my four to two that I believe should advance to the board or to some other body that might can make this, you know, I personally feel like two in my mind right now that are pretty even, you know, and the way I'm looking at them, I would like to give this person a chance, but you know, some of these resumes, you know, they look great on paper, but you may not get the best feeling when you speak with them. So that would be my opinion.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Carlos, your thoughts?
I guess my brief question is, if we interview this person, does that continue the door open for other people who come in to apply? Or are we going to find another candidate? And with respect to the time frame, again, I'm perfectly happy to go with the chair on this, and whatever your decision is, I'm perfectly to be in that boat. I have two candidates that I would advance to a full interview by the board that I'm prepared to make a motion to that effect, or to Governor Reynolds' comments, I'm happy to interview this person, but how do we properly make sure that we just stop the process so we can finish the process and have somebody on board, you know, sooner than later, I think.
Right. I generally concur with that. And I think there should be a consensus here that if we do interview, that this will be the last person that we're closing the further, because this could go on and on and on, and we need to bring some closure to it. So I would assume that we're all in agreement that if we decide to move forward with the interview here, that should be our last interview, and then present to the full board. I too have two potential candidates. I think one stands out, but I think in terms of all fairness to the full board, we should give consideration to the potentially to the first two. I'm happy, Reynolds, to interview this new candidate. I think she has very strong credentials based on our presentation and the resume that she presented. I would ask staff if that can be done in a real timely manner so we can get the process going here.
Mr. Chair, may I make a comment?
Please.
So if it's okay with the chair, would the chair or and the other and Governor Reynolds entertain a motion that I would make to pick the two people that I choose? Obviously, you guys have to approve that. And interview this as the final person that can either become the third person to a personal interview or not advance after the three of us each have that 1 hour conference with this young lady.
I think that's an appropriate motion, yes. And Reynolds, if you want to second that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I totally agree with everything you just said, Governor Brough. You think we should take this as kind of two motions, one motion to close everything right now, and then two to kind of, you know, talk amongst ourselves and then talk about the two who will advance to the next board and then make a motion, or I'm good with whatever. I'm just wondering.
I'm the same way. I'll make a motion that we close any further prospects other than this young lady. If you'll entertain
I'll second.
There's been a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. So we are closing the interviewing process at this juncture. Next is Reynolds, you seem to have a desire to do that. I would like a consensus on that. I could go either way. I like Carlos have two strong candidates that I would recommend at this point as well. If we're all okay with it.
If we could just kind of talk about those candidates right now, I think we might have the same two candidates. It'd be nice because we don't have a chance to speak and without being.
I think that's totally appropriate to consider this all together and then go ahead. So,
okay.
Chair, why don't you give us your, since you brought it up, give us your candidate.
I would like to see Mr. Cirio and Ms. Jarvis advance to the next level. Just different characteristics. I found them both to be extremely strong candidates. But again, I'm going to go with everybody on this team to advance the two. So I'm perfectly happy to make that motion, but I'd like to hear what you all have to say.
Okay, I agree. Reynolds, your thoughts?
I agree with Mr. Cirio, but I personally would like to see Mr. Fawcett be advanced. Those are my
He would have been my third. I was trying to keep it to two.
We are generally in agreement on that, and I personally think Tim Cirio stands out among all the candidates as the best qualified to check all the boxes. But Suzanne was a very persuasive case, as was William as well. So I was kind of tied on those two. Again, we have to make a hard decision. I think obviously there is strong support for Tim. And then I could be very happy with either way. So to that point, it might be advantageous for us to interview this final candidate here, to see where she would fit into that mix. But I think there's broad consensus that however many candidates we advance, that Mr. Cirio be included among them as a finalist.
Would it be too complicated to make a motion to advance Mr. Cirio while we interview this young lady and then decide who the second would be?
I think that's a very appropriate motion to make.
I like that.
And I like it. Yeah.
I move that we advance Mr. Cirio as one of the two finalists, and then we'll regroup after interviewing this last person and have another meeting with all of us and advance the second candidate.
I heard Barbara making a comment. Did she need to interject something?
Governor Holton, if I may be recognized.
Yes, Violet, you're recognized.
If the committee would consider, Barry also interviewed the candidates as well as a panel of four executives, that insight might be helpful in your final decision.
Yes, I totally agree with that, and excuse my omission in not including Barry in that. I got carried away with our enthusiasm here.
And I just went with the flow.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Barry, you're recognized, please.
Is Barry here?
Does Barry know he's recognized?
Here we go.
There you go.
Apologies. I'm have a little technical difficulties here.
Story of my life.
So, separately, I interviewed the four candidates and a panel of four of the executive team members, Jay Adams, Kelly Booten, Violet Bloom, and Belinda all interviewed the four individuals as a panel. I believe their recommendation was the same as mine. Their top two candidates were Tim Cirio and William Fawcett as the top two. In addition, I've had a relatively strong working relationship with Ms. Westcott, Robin Westcott. She did a fantastic job for the state in her role as a consumer advocate, and that's primarily the relationship that we had for several years. And she does have a very, very strong, very, very strong financial background, and certainly a solid understanding of the whole Florida marketplace, and a solid understanding of the agency systems, et cetera. Having said that, and trying to compare with Tim Cirio and William Fawcett, I would say that based upon my personal experience, well, I think she's an excellent professional. I personally don't believe she would hold up to the level of a Tim Cirio or a William Fawcett, in my opinion.
Okay, thank you for those comments. Violet, any other comments from staff members that would like to weigh in on this?
I don't believe so. Thank you.
No, thank you, and Barry, thank you for that input. There is obviously a general consensus here of those two candidates, but I think, in all fairness, we will interview the final candidate that was presented today and see how she stacks up. To that point, I wanted to ask staff, Violet, I assume we can do that in a fairly timely fashion. Are you able to comment on that so we can move through this rapidly?
We will definitely do our best, with the goal of the committee ultimately being able to present their recommendation at the May meeting. It will be tight, but we'll make every effort to make that happen.
Okay, My preference would be to submit only two names to the full board for consideration, not three or four, even though they're good candidates here. So is that generally the feeling of the committee as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. So Carlos, to your motion then, you want to restate that? We'll advance Tim, and then after this interview, we will select a second candidate to be presented to the entire board.
That's my motion.
Okay, I'll second.
A motion, a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. So we'll do that. Is there any additional comments, Violet, or new business to come before the committee?
Chairman, may I request if you would consider not adjourning the committee meeting today, if you would consider continuing it to next week so that we could get the interviews completed and try to align a time next week without having to do the 2-week notice to notice this meeting in the Florida Administrative Register. If we could do that, it would probably help expedite.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's a great suggestion. And if everybody's at their calendars, maybe we could lock that down for our final meeting, and then the staff hopefully will be able to schedule the interviews for the three of us before that meeting. But I would advocate for a 3 p.m. Wednesday the 28th for us, or other time that Governor Reynolds and Chairman Bolton are available, that makes sense for you guys.
Yes, Barbara, I think that's a great suggestion, and I'm good on the 28th as well. Do we need a motion to continue this meeting officially, or can that be the discretion of the chair?
Governor Reynolds, is that Wednesday work for you?
So just in full disclosure, I am having LASIK surgery on one of my eyes, so I may be a little bit like this. So assuming y'all are okay with that.
I like the pirate look myself.
Okay, all right, just in full disclosure, it is a public meeting. So
as long as you're okay with that, it's up to you.
Okay. Gentlemen, would it be all right if we moved a meeting to 4 o'clock? Would that be an imposition for any of you?
If the other members don't have a problem, I'm fine with 4 o'clock.
4 is fine. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if we could do it at 4 o'clock on Wednesday the 28th, then I can go ahead. We would have a quorum and I will not have to notice it, but I think it would be good to have a motion.
Okay. I move, if the chair will entertain them, I move that we have a continue this meeting until a time certain at 4 o'clock on Wednesday the 28th.
Second.
Then a motion, a second. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So the meeting is continued as directed by staff. Barbara, any other comments from staff?
No, sir, except I will be calling all of you to get these interviews scheduled as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we'll try to do them in as timely a manner as we can. Thanks for all your help on that. And you should have applied for the position yourself. You advised us on a good as our counsel to not have to.
Absolutely.
Governor Holton, we will also have the additional candidate interview with Barry and with the panel from the executive team. So we have less than a week. We appreciate the flexibility with your schedules to make that happen.
Great.
Okay, thanks so much. Is there any new business to come before the committee?
No, sir.
New business, Mr. Chair. One comment. If any of us want to have another call with any of these people in between the time, is Ballard, is that something that would be easy to set up if we want to have a second call? I'm not saying I need to, but just in the event, I really wanted to hone in on who I'm going to, be as my second choice. I needed a follow-up.
Right. I would think that should be, you can coordinate, Violet, can Reynolds coordinate through you to try to facilitate that?
Governor Henderson, that is a great idea, and we can absolutely work with you and any of the other committee members to do that.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, thanks, everyone, for your participation today. We look forward to wrapping this up in our next meeting. Nothing else to be heard. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye, folks.
Thank you.